talking in code? Are you serious?
Holy crap! Holy crap!
This is my business and I only have one phone.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
One guy owns that ATM machine.
The M stands for machine, so you don't have to say ATM machine.
Holy crap!
Excuse you?
Holy crap!
Okay, you need to just stop.
Holy crap!
Oh, I will.
Can you
will.
Do that?
I will, ma'am.
Holy
I will.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
Excuse you?
Holy crap! You are wrong. I'm turning you in. Holy crap!
You know what?
Holy crap!
I'm not there. I'm not there.
Holy crap!
Okay, I only know one guy that comes in and deals with that machine. He is an individual.
Holy crap!
I'm not doing nothing, sir.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
I'm gonna call the cops.
Holy crap!
I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there.
Holy crap!
Excuse you?
Holy crap!
I'm gonna call the cops.
Holy crap!
This has been a prank call, and it's over now, and we just want to have you rate the prank call on a scale of 1 to 10, please.
So I fell for your prank call.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
Hello there, everyone. This is Hobosode number 427. It is brought to you by SimSpeak, and today is December 19th, 2023. The first number today is from Seth. Seth wants me to call Jin because Jin has lived in Ohio for 7 years, but refuses to get an Ohio area code. She's in the 760 area code. Tell her they've run out of numbers in California and she needs to quit being selfish. Slap on a $700 California tax for sitting on a precious California area code and call her Jinny. She hates that.
Hello?
Hi, Jin.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Gary from T-Mobile. I needed to, we're going to have to change your number today, this 5-2 number.
Sorry, what?
We're going to be changing your number. There's no charge or anything. We just had just something come up in the billing system, and you're not going to be able to have that number anymore.
And how do I know you're T-Mobile?
Well, your number is going to change. That'll be your first clue. We're going to have to give you an Ohio number because we actually got contacted by California, the state of California. They're wanting to give you a fine for hoarding their area codes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we might have to pass that along to you. If they're gonna
I was from there. That's where I got the phone.
Yeah, but you've been in Ohio for a while now. We see you by the GPS.
There wasn't anywhere that says you were supposed to change your number, though. There was nothing written, and nobody sent me a notice saying you need to change your number.
Okay, well, I'm letting you know now. Is there any particular area code you'd like there in Ohio? We've got the 330, we've got the 440, got the 419, the 937.
I guess the 440.
Okay, I'll give you a 330.
No, 440.
Well, I was just saying I'll give you 330 because of your attitude. You're kind of acting like my fault. Well, there we go. I ruined that one. You're welcome for that, Seth.
Please leave your message for 7.
I'm trying to call Jin back, but she won't pick up. So, oh well. I guess that's the end of that one. You're welcome, Seth, for giving that one away so quickly. It's my first call of the day, though, so come on, don't blame me. I'm still trying to wake up. Here's a request from Anonymous. He did not put any name or email address into his request. He just wants me to prank this guy named Arthur. And he says, I just got this from a social media post. This guy's complaining about his apartment complex or condo. For 10 days, his apartment's been covered in human waste that is leaking from the unit by unit 34. He says not the same, or code enforcement is not doing anything, even though his homeowner's insurance. Your sentence structure is awful, Anonymous. You're leaving words out. So if you want to do a funny prank pretending you're a neighbor, doing an apartment call, or pretending you're with the HOA, okay, let's do it.
FBI fraud unit, how can I help you?
Hi, Arthur.
Hello.
Hi, Arthur. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How can I help you?
Okay, great. Number one, it's illegal to impersonate the FBI. Number two, this is Mark from Woods calling you. And we saw you talking shit on social media about us.
from where?
We saw you talking shit on social media.
About who, sir?
About us and the shit in your apartment or something, because you're a dirty hobo and you're trying to blame it on us.
Listen, you lying motherfucker. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I ain't talk shit about nobody. But I do have leaks coming from other units. And where are you in Woods?
Oh, it sounds like...
If you got balls enough, walk your ass over here and talk to me.
I'll come to you, sir. Oh, you won't come to me. Look, you need to just stop talking shit on your social media. We know you're doing it because it's right there. We screen captured it.
Good for you, boy.
So do you?
Where are you? Where are you?
Do you always answer?
You know the goddamn much.
Do you always answer illegally as the FBI? I bet the FBI would love to know about that.
Do you know it's illegal to spam motherfuckers too?
Who's spamming who? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just talking about the
illegal
thing. Illegal thing that
you
did.
Who are you? And where are you calling from?
You impersonated the FBI. I already told you. I'm calling from
lying son of a bitch.
I'm calling from Woods, motherfucker.
You're not from Woods.
Yes, I am. Who else would I be?
Woods. I'm a nigger radiator.
You're a what?
Come on. What's your last name, Mark?
Wait. I'm sorry. You're a what?
I said. What is your last name, Mark?
No, I wanted to hear that really crazy thing you said to me. You're some kind of aviator?
That's right.
Well, say it again.
Woods, I'm an aviator.
Oh, okay. Well, that was much stupider than I thought it was. Never mind.
Well,
you're not
as stupid as you're proving you are now.
Why are you being so...
You're not from Woods a bit more than anybody on this planet.
Why are you being so angry?
Because you're lying your ass off, motherfucker.
Why'd you answer as the FBI? You're not really with the FBI, are you?
And you're not really with Woods, are you?
Well, you started it by saying you're with the FBI. So I'm like,
you
wow.
You started it saying you're with Woods.
No, you started it because you
you're
answered with the FBI. And then I'm like,
shit.
You know
Shut
what?
Up.
If he's going to be
Shut
pretending
up.
To be the FBI, I'm going to say I'm with Woods. So, your fault.
It ain't my fault.
Yes, it
because
is.
You're the one that's a lying ass. It says spam risk when my phone rings. You're nowhere near Woods and never have been. Now, what do you want?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you call this number back?
I will.
And see if I pick
you're
up.
You're not from Woods where I live. You lying sack
of yes,
shit.
I am. We just have a North Carolina number. Okay, calm down. It's where the
unit are you in?
It's where the
what
office
unit
is.
Are you in? I'll be glad to be right over there.
Well, I'm in North
Woods doesn't even have an office, you lying ass.
Bullshit, they don't. It's in North Carolina. That's why you haven't heard of it.
Bullshit. Woods does not have an office.
You don't have an office.
I don't need an office, dumbass.
Listen here, buddy.
Man, fuck you.
I'm going to come to your house. Damn, that was pretty crazy. What the hell was that? So thanks for that, Anonymous. I hope you are a Hobosode subscriber so you get to hear that. Because, oh my gosh, did he yell? I should call him back with something else. I'm going to change my number to a local number to him, which is going to be Taco Bell, and just see if he'll scream at me anymore. Oh, and look at this asshole. He's complaining about my number being out of area because I looked up his apartments and they do have an out of state area code, and that's what I called from. I don't know why it would show up as a spam number, but he's got one even further away in another area code. So he just needs to shut the fuck up.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur.
How can I help you?
Hi, it's Carol Gersperms. I'm with the city of West Memphis.
You're who?
This is Carol Gersperms with the comptroller's office in West Memphis.
Okay, what can I do for you, hon?
Well, the mayor, he wanted me to pass along a message. He doesn't like you.
Who?
The mayor. Of West Memphis.
And that concerns me how?
Well, he doesn't like you, and he wanted you to know that, and he's...
I really don't care, ma'am.
He said, you know, you just give him this message, and that's
okay,
what I'm
well,
doing.
Okay, call the mayor and tell him I don't like him, so we're even, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day with your spamming ass.
I'll let him
You're
know.
You're lying?
You're lying. Hey, you're lying. I'm going to tell Marco everything you said. I mean, I don't know why you have to escalate it like this. You don't have to hate him just because he hates you. You know, you can have an original thought and decide that you like Marco instead of hating him. You don't have to hate him just because he hates you.
Number one, the city of West Memphis does not operate at this time of day. And number two, the city of West Memphis does not have a comptroller's office.
I'm working from home.
You're wrong on 2 points there, stupid.
Well, you're the one that's hating on Marco. And you know what? That's kind of a race crime on your part. He's black.
And there's no racism on my part whatsoever. You're the one that called me.
You're the one that's hating the mayor.
Heard about Marco.
You're the one that's hating the mayor for no reason.
I'm sorry? I never said a word about the mayor.
Oh, yes, you did. I
You're
got it on
record. That stuff again, honey.
I recorded it. I recorded the whole thing. And I'm going to play this recording for Marco.
I'm glad you did record this. You're calling me illegally as a spam call. You're not real. You don't have guts enough to identify yourself properly. And you're committing fraud every time you call me. This is the third call today. Good day.
What? Second call. Oh, yeah, I did try to call him, but
his voicemail picked up. I guess that counts. I'm breaking the three call rule, everybody. I'm sorry. I looked up who the mayor was while he was not talking to me. This is a crazy picture. Anyway, thanks again, Mr. Anonymous. I enjoyed talking to Arthur, and I'm very upset that my number keeps coming up as spam. Let's see if it does for me. It doesn't show up spam for me, so damn it. How would Taco Bell be labeled a spammer anyway? That seems impossible. Here is a request from Patrick, this guy named JB on, I think it's Facebook or maybe Nextdoor, I'm not sure. But it says, mobile mechanic, need references from a mechanic that can change a water pump on a senior citizen vehicle. She uses it just for church and to the store. What does that have to do with me? They think the water pump's going to be cheaper just because she uses it just for church and to the store? It doesn't work like that, JB.
Hello.
Hey, JB.
Hello.
Hello, JB. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, as you said, you're looking for that mobile mechanic.
Yes, I am.
Okay. If I came over there to fix your car, would I have to listen to all of those noisy fucking kids while I was doing the work?
Well, you're not even doing the work. You gonna speak about my grandkids like that.
Well, I'm just saying, why don't you tell them to go in another room while you're on the phone? I'm sorry, I could not resist. I didn't even have any ideas on what to say on this one, so maybe it's for the best. But I'm sorry, Patrick. Those kids just wouldn't shut the fuck up. And at least he yelled at me. So mission accomplished.
Hello.
Hi, Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey there. It's Steve, Dave. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I could bring my leaves by and just throw them all in your yard.
My neighbor.
Yeah.
Which neighbor?
Well, I live up on, you know, Pine Ridge Drive. It's just up the road a little bit, but around the corner.
What do you mean throw them in my driveway?
Well, the driveway or the yard. I'm just trying to get rid of my leaves.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think the owner would appreciate that because he's been asking me to clean the leaves up over here.
Oh, well, I just figured he didn't. I figured he didn't care because, like, he just.
No, he cares. He cares. He's been bitching at me that I got leaves all over the front here.
Why don't you rake your yard up then?
Because I'm tired, and I got neuropathy in my feet. I'm not moving that fast.
I'm tired, too, but you know what? I'm going to rake up all the leaves out of my yard and dump them in your yard.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Not that tired.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I mean, I can throw them in the back.
You don't have an okay. Sorry, I can't okay that.
You keep releasing your CB microphone too quickly, and I'm not catching everything you say.
I can call Ken, and I can get you in touch with him if you want to ask him. He's the owner of the place.
Oh, man, that's so tempting. Okay.
Why don't you just put them in some bags and put them out front? They take them every week when they take the garbage.
Well, you know, I like to do things a little bit differently.
You want me to have him call you at this number?
Oh, sure. Or I could just call him.
I'll give him your number.
Okay.
All right. I'll call him out.
Hey, also, remind him that you haven't raked your leaves yet.
He already just reminded me yesterday.
I know, but, you know, just remind him anyway.
Why do I need to do that?
I don't know. Just to make things difficult. I'm just trying to make things difficult. I'm sorry. You don't have to do that.
Is this like a crank call or what?
What? I don't think people make crank calls anymore. It's 2000.
Nobody's ever called me and asked me if they could dump their leaves in my yard. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Well, it's just because there's so many leaves there already. I didn't think anybody would notice.
I see.
That's all.
Okay. I'll let them know.
All right.
I'll tell them to call you.
All right. Thank you so much. I love you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love you. Is he really going to call up his landlord and ask him that question and give him my number? That's weird. I was hoping he'd give me the guy's number because I wanted to call up as that guy and say something crazy like as a tenant. But nope, he had to come to his senses and he's going to call his landlord instead. Thanks for that one, Next Door Nick.
Hello.
Hello, Ronald.
Who's calling?
This is Kevin. I'm your neighbor. I live over there on Shane Drive.
Okay.
I just wondered, did you change your Wi-Fi password? I'm having a hard time getting anything to play on Netflix.
What? Have I changed my Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, I was just wondering, because usually I use your Wi-Fi to do all my internet stuff on.
I don't have Wi-Fi there.
Are you sure? Because I've been using your Wi-Fi for quite a while now.
This is kind of weird.
Maybe your modem has Wi-Fi on it and you just don't know it.
What Wi-Fi provider is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's fast enough for Netflix, though.
I'm not buying this. I think you're scamming me here.
How would I be scamming you? I just want my Wi-Fi back. I'm your neighbor.
You want your Wi-Fi back? Well, then you buy Wi-Fi.
I don't
want
to buy Wi-Fi. That's why I use yours.
This is a scam.
How is it?
Okay.
The scam.
Thank you. Have a good night.
How does the scam work? That was another Next Door Nick number. Oh, this is weird. I just now looked at his Next Door post for what he's looking for. And he's like, hello, neighbors. I'm looking for a phone number for a... And then he gives out a name and the address that he lives at and says he's a handyman and I need a repair. I wonder if I could find that number for him. Let's see. The address does not come up in any nearby city, so he's got the address all wrong. Let's check the name, though. I'm going to use Fast People Search. There he is, the very first result. And the address was right. Well, then how come it didn't work for me? What the heck? Oh, it does. And he's just like one block over. Just walk over there. You can't walk over there for your free handyman? Okay, so I'm going to prank that guy, the one that he's looking for, first. And then I'll give him the number. I think that's how it's going to work. So hopefully this guy picks up.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Ah.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error,
dang it.
Please check the number and try your call again.
I don't get to prank this guy. That sucks. And if I don't have his number, then I guess there's no point in calling that guy back. All right. Sorry for this huge waste of time in the middle of a hobo-sode. I wanted to prove to him I was a good person and not a scammer. I was just going to give him that guy's number, but make the same prank call to him so they'd have something to talk about. But really, just walk around the block or cut through your neighbor's yard across the street from you. That'll save you a lot of walking time. Just hop a couple fences. He's right there on the next street over. So this should be easy for you if you need a handyman.
Hello?
Hello, Darnell.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's Steve Dave from T-Mobile Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we need to change your number today.
All right, huh?
So this 4347, we're going to...
You say you're changing my number?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to cost anything.
For what?
Well, it's just you're in the wrong... It's geographically, you're... Well, I'm sorry, what?
I don't think I want to change my number. I don't want to change my number.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You have to, because you're not in the right. You're not in the right location. This is a Detroit number, and you're nowhere near there. So we're gonna give you one of those 248 numbers, or maybe
I mean, I still live in the area, but, you know, I go to college now. I don't. It's like I'm back and forth.
Yeah, we could give you 506, so they'll make fun of you for being from 248.
506.
Yeah, 586.
Why can't I keep the 313 number, though?
Well, you're just not close enough to 313 anymore.
So that's the reason to change my number?
Yeah, we're going to be changing it today. I've got your new number pulled up here. Do you have something to write it down with?
Are you for real? Like so?
Oh, yeah.
So we
yeah,
can't I'm... negotiate?
Oh,
we
no.
We can't negotiate.
I don't have negotiating powers. This is just an order that came through the system, and I'm changing your number for you.
Hey, Dad. They talking about changing my number.
Hey, sir.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hi, is this still Darnell?
Yeah, this is Dad. What's going on?
Well, you're not my dad. You're making it a little weird, sir. Because, look, I'm trying to change Darnell's... I'm trying to change Darnell's number, and he's going off. This? He's going off and whining to Daddy about it. And you both have music going loud.
Who are you?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with T-Mobile. I'm in the customer service center here in Salem. Well,
who else will ask you to change his number?
Oh, we're the phone company. We can change any number we want. But he's not bullshit. Really in the 313 bullshit. Anymore. I'm sorry, what?
I said bullshit.
Oh, well,
if I pay for that number, then this is what it is.
Well, no, you're just going to pay for a new number. And we'll still you'll still have a number.
I'm not paying for a new number. Listen, sir. I don't know who you are.
Can you turn your fucking music down, sir, while I change your number?
Get the fuck off my phone, you little bitch ass motherfucker.
Hey, I am not a bitch ass motherfucker.
Man,
I have
fuck my
proof.
Dick, bitch.
You want me to suck your dick? Well, there we go. He just hung up on me. That was kind of fun. Thank you, Next Door Nick, once again for that number. I just did a big old batch of Next Door Nick numbers. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you guys why I called that one. Or, I mean, I didn't give you Next Door Nick's thing. He's like, this guy's been spamming Next Door with the same post, and he wants me to do a hang up or a number change. And his post is, I'm a sophomore in college at so-and-so university. Oh, I didn't see that part. I could have said we're going to give him a Tennessee area code. That's really far away from him. Damn it. But still, either way, he's not in the 313. He's all trying to claim 313, and that's bullshit. Trying to make himself seem tough when he's nothing but a 248er. But yeah, says he wants to do fall and winter cleanups, gutters, shovel snow, shrub removal, leaves, edging. Mm-mm. But even though he can do all of that stuff, he still has to run to his dad when the phone company calls. So I don't know if I'd trust this guy to do your work. Anyway, I am done with today's Hobosode. Thank you for listening, everybody. And of course, thanks to SimSpeak for being the sponsor of this one. I will see you all soon, hopefully for mall calls soon. I tried to do those the other day and they just sucked. I wasn't having any good results, so I've got to try and do another batch of those. Hopefully live. I think that was my problem. I'm just out of ideas for mall calls. I've done too many mall calls. I've done every idea there is. I need you guys to give me better ideas. So hopefully I'll be doing that soon.